Police, Minneapolis Autonomous Zone Delayed Emergency Response to Brutal Beating. By Joshua Kaplan on September 18, 2020. An autonomous zone erected near George Floyd Square in South Minneapolis delayed an emergency response to a beating of a small business owner, according to a report. KSTP reports. The barricaded zone is a one-block radius from the intersection of Chicago Avenue South and East 38th Street, flanked on the north and south by 37th and 39th Streets and on the east and west by Elliott and Columbus Avenues. The owner of Mill City Auto Body, who asked to only be identified by his first name, Dan, was knocked unconscious during an assault and robbery at his business on August 5. An internal Minneapolis Police Department report obtained by KSTP said, "The crowd from the George Floyd Memorial began moving toward us and people were hollering that they were going to kick our asses and that we would have to kill them." According to Minneapolis police, an EMS team spent 14 minutes trying to reach the victim. "I had a broken cheekbone, teeth missing, stitches in my head, and I was knocked out," said Dan. "It took police and the ambulance a very long time to get here because they had a hard time getting inside the barricades." Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D., refused to comment on the matter. While Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender did not respond to a local press inquiry for comment. George Floyd Square was erected in the wake of Floyd's May 25 death while he was in police custody outside a shop in Minneapolis. Footage of the incident showed a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, pressing his knee on Floyd's neck as he was pinned on the ground. Floyd's death set off a wave of protests and riots by the Black Lives Matter movement. In the wake of Floyd's death, left-wing radicals created the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, a self-declared police-free autonomous zone, in Seattle, Washington. It was dismantled by law enforcement in July after multiple violent incidents and two shootings.